Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, Pervez? Freedom's on the march.
Now, the situation in Iraq is, from a reality standpoint, horrible. But that's not what matters. What matters is the perception of the situation. Perception matters. Correspondent Bob Wiltfong has more.
Over the course of the past year, mom-and-pop outfits like Enron and Saudi Arabia have been persecuted by the public and the government. But now they're fighting back using a few simple techniques. Step one. One way companies turn their images around is advertising. Ernest Lupinacci has helped many companies get out of jams.
All right, let's say I'm Enron. I'm purposely driving up energy prices for senior citizens in California, dipping into their Social Security checks a bit.
So old ladies end up with no money and no heating oil. I need to get the public to have a different perception of us.
How would I handle that?
I'd say, okay, the message is, let the bitch freeze. We're taking her money. We might push back and say, you know what? This is a really aggressive message. It's very provocative right now in the marketplace. So what we might suggest is, what about a jingle? What about softening it? What could be interesting is coming up with a well-known, well-liked song that delivers that message.
That could work. Enron.
Freezing bitches since 85.
That's the kind of advice that keeps Ernest's troubled customers happy.
Who are some of Anomaly's clients?
We have a lot of business in the works, but we're really not in a place where we're capable of discussing it.
No problem. You don't have to mention any names. I tell you what, I'll throw out the names. You blink once if it's yes, twice if it's no. Coke. Still on the table.
You blinked.
It's Coke, right? No? Okay. Pepsi.
Step two. At some point, you'll need to put a human in the public arena to answer for your sins. TJ Walker, a media consultant, can show you the way.
We tell people, tell the truth. But again, you have to put a light on the part of the truth that you want focused out there.
Walker coaches CEOs on how to handle public relations fiascos at his training facility overlooking a cardboard cutout of New York City.
Exxon Valdez, perfect example. If I had been the CEO of Exxon at that time, I would have been physically shown pulling birds out of the water, scooping out the oil. That would have gone a long way. It would have been good visuals.
Make that great visuals. Number three, control the message.
What if I was, say, running an Abu Ghraib, and I wanted to shine that turd up for the public? What would I do?
So if you use the word atrocities instead of mutilating genitalia, no one can accuse you of dodging the question. But you're not doing it in as a flamboyant, inflammatory way.
Even if that's complete bullshit.
Step four, look comfortable on camera.
Your eyes are the most noticeable thing on the screen. So if it's a satellite TV interview, there's no reporter in the room. All I'm doing is I'm staring at a camera. So what happens for most people is they're staring at the camera, but there's a TV over here. So I'm looking at myself and I'm checking myself out and I'm trying to think, gosh, is my tie straight? Is my makeup right? Do I look fat? And for the people at home, they see this shifty-eyed beast who looks like he is, you know, a criminal.
What are you looking at?
What we coach people to do is to think of that camera as a human face.
It was time to put it all together in their state-of-the-art practice facility with their state-of-the-art 17-year-old intern. I would sell him on a product I was having trouble moving on BobWiltfong.com.
It is called Puppy Juice. And here it is. And I want you to know that this product started with a Shih Tzu, a butcher's knife, and a dream. And how we started is we collect strays, any stray will do, and then the next step is we sedate the puppies, time permitting, and then we hand squeeze the puppies, dolphin safe, Puppy juice. We got a little bit of the rendering process. Got some case we need to work out, but it is delicious.
I had that turd polished, except for one more thing.
Puppy juice, puppy juice, not good for breakfast anymore.
Now with more puppies.
Thank you, Bob. We'll be right back.